For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. After being postponed last week, school was supposed to start in the Ferguson-Florissant School District yesterday. But that didn't happen. The district announced late last night that school was once again canceled, at least through the rest of the week. Tim Lloyd spent some time in Ferguson yesterday to get a feel for how parents and children are handling yet another delay to the school year.
Bobby Lee Brown, no relation to Michael Brown, is walking along Canfield Drive. The tall man with a full beard has his hand on the back of his son, Donovan. Brown's off of work today and planned on taking Donovan to his first day as a fifth grader at Robin Wood Elementary School.
This morning, he didn't understand why there wasn't any school. You know, they canceled school.
Brown says he and his son had planned to help with cleanup efforts, but by around 8:30 this morning, most of that work had been done. So he decided it would be a good experience for his young African-American son to see where Michael Brown was shot by Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson in the Canfield Green apartment complex. Donovan says he had butterflies in his stomach as he approached the stuffed animals and signs that make up a small memorial for Brown in the center of the street.
I just don't know why it happened, and it was kind of wrong. Just coming up here and looking at the hands.
A woman with a bullhorn walks by, shouting at a couple of FBI agents canvassing the complex for witnesses to Brown's fatal police shooting.
Does that make you a little bit nervous, what's happening right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stand on Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This morning, gospel was in the air at the burnt-out remains of the Quick Trip just around the corner.
What about your shoes?
Volunteers are almost finished cleaning up after yet another night of violent clashes between police and protesters. This is where I met Daryl Bryant Sr. and his son, Daryl Jr. The two are wearing matching sunglasses, a little fun on a somber day.
I try to teach him not to tear it up and pick up a broom, try to help out.
And Daryl Jr. says he was pretty bummed out this morning.
Because I wanted to go to school, because school is fun.
Bryant Sr. says it's important for his son to see this, to see the consequences of the past few days, to tell his African-American son that there's reason to be angry, but that looting is not the right way to express that anger. There's another lesson he wants to teach Daryl Jr., that police have families too.
They still want to go home and see their kids.
A couple of miles away, it's quiet at Ferguson Middle School. Lisa Chabot just finished picking up signs that she and other volunteers placed in the front of the school to welcome back students this morning.
The positives, the community has rallied together to try to welcome these kids back to school. We were picking up signs that the community has been making for the last several days. For the community to open their arms like that and give those kids a hug and say, it's going to be okay. That's been uplifting. That's been one of the things that's helped me the last few days.
Late last night, the Ferguson-Florissant School District announced that kids won't be going back to class until at least next week. I'm Tim Lloyd.
The Missouri National Guard has been deployed to Ferguson following an executive order issued yesterday by Governor Jay Nixon. The Guard's primary mission is to protect the Unified Command Center set up in Ferguson to handle the demonstrations and rioting that have occurred since the fatal shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown by a Ferguson police officer. House Speaker Tim Jones, who represents a state house district in West County, says he approves of the governor's action, but he also criticized his leadership as a whole.
What you're seeing is, for the first time in this governor's 6 years in the governor's office, he's being required to lead from the front. This is a governor who has typically been a very reactionary governor. He has typically led from behind. He has typically waited to react to situations.
In a written statement, Nixon announced that the National Guard troops in Ferguson would still be under the overall command of the Missouri Highway Patrol. Also, the midnight to 5 a.m. curfew has been lifted. A Missouri grand jury could begin hearing evidence tomorrow in the shooting death of Michael Brown. St. Louis County Prosecuting Attorney Bob McCulloch is overseeing the case that will determine whether Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson faces criminal charges for the August 9th shooting death of the 18-year-old. McCulloch spokesman Ed McGee said yesterday that prosecutors would try to start presenting evidence tomorrow, the regular once-a-week meeting date for the grand jury. Cases are often presented to grand jurors in a single day, but McGee says Brown's case is complicated and will take longer, though he gave no specific timeline. Missouri police enforcing an order against static assembly have arrested at least two protesters in Ferguson. A police commander said the men were arrested for disorderly conduct and failure to disperse. Officials say yesterday's order from the Missouri State Highway Patrol isn't meant to quiet the protests, but to keep people moving. The men were detained outside a fast food restaurant where protesters were moved after being told to leave a burned-out convenience store that has become a gathering spot since the unrest in Ferguson began. A state of emergency has been in place in the city since Saturday. A former campaign committee for Missouri House Democrats has agreed to pay a $10,000 fine for campaign finance violations. The consent order released yesterday by the Missouri Ethics Commission says the Democratic group failed to include some expenditures and contributions that it had made on its 2012 finance reports. It also failed to list a deputy treasurer. The Missouri House Democratic Campaign Committee shut down in July 2013. It was succeeded by the House Democratic Victory Committee, which also no longer exists. Democrats shifted their House and Senate campaign operations under the umbrella of the state party earlier this year. Missouri Democratic Chairman Roy Temple says the state party will pay the fine. The ethics complaint was brought by the treasurer for the House Republican Campaign Committee. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.